Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to dye your favorite large body of water green for St. Patty's Day. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Steve Sheldon from Roseburg, Oregon.
Hey, where's Roseburg? I don't know it.
About 70 miles south of Eugene.
Okay. And what do you do there?
I'm an elementary school teacher.
That is tough work. That is tough work.
It's great.
It's rewarding?
Yeah, it's a great job.
Fifth grade is a good time. That's just before they start to go insane.
It really is. Yeah.
I know.
As a matter of fact, we're in the middle of a human development unit, so I'm beginning to see the signs of the insanity.
The signs of the madness. Well, welcome to the show, Steve. Now, Carl Castle is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
In bikinis, I'm posing for just cash. Now, the pictures use might make my trust crash. They zoomed on my face, on that lips-to-nose space. The feature they show is my...
Mustache.
Mustache, yes! So, you're an aspiring fashion model. You finally land a big job. You go in for the shoot. And 6 years later, you find out that you are the face of the Sally Hansen brand of mustache bleach cream. This week, that classic good news, hairy news scenario came true for a model named Maria Asanova. She really should have known something was up at the time of the shoot when the photographer was like, great, great, honey, give me sexy, come on, give me happy. Okay, give me Wilford Brimley, come on. Here is your next limerick.
Crying babies on planes are uncanny. Can't be stowed in an overhead cranny. When everyone's stressed, we'll help fix the mess. We'll hook you folks up with a...
nanny.
Yes! The one exception to the unconditional love that we parents show our children is, of course, when we have to fly with them. That's why there is now a service called Nanny in the Clouds. It's a new company, and it's the worst job in the world. For a plane ticket and just $20 an hour, your nanny will sit with your screaming children on the plane while you sit several rows away telling everyone around you, my God, I'm never having kids. Here. I would do that so quickly. There is no amount of money. Here is your last limerick.
On my chick, the hawk swoops like a comet, so some reflux from mom will embalm it. For hawks stay away from bird stomach spray. They won't eat a chick drenched in...
I thought one of the words was vomit. Is vomit the answer?
The vomit is the answer, yes. Vomit is, as it is so often, the answer. An amazing discovery this week from the world of ornithology. One little bird, the Eurasian roller vomit bird... has evolved the ability to protect itself from predators by suddenly vomiting upon itself, making itself unappetizing. Ooh. It's useful, but still, you imagine the bird at the bird convention. The peacock's like saying, well, I've got this fantastic plume of feathers to attract mates. And the mockingbird's like, well, I'm really good at singing. And they look at the little Eurasian roller vomit bird, and they're saying, so, what do you do? Carl, how did Steve do?
Steve, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you, Steve. Thanks so much for playing.
You're welcome.